The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
Okay. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II. I'm sending in for John today. He's off. He's probably sneaking over there to see what Hillary's up to. Wouldn't that be a good thing to find out? See if she's still crying like a little crybaby. Maybe she's probably off on one of our little charters down there with them, heading down for some young girls. Who knows? Just unbelievable, the things that are going on in our country today. Anyway, I'm out of Alaska. I have a show on every Sunday. Five to seven Central Standard Time. And the issues that I usually cover, that I know tremendously have researched, is the Internal Revenue Service. And we are having wins, if you can, I'll tell you about that. I'm a legal researcher. And I don't know, about 20 cases right now that I have providing research in, mostly federal courts. I don't like to deal in state courts. I'm dealing with one with which I'll talk a little bit about today here, Rappert in Minnesota. They're all corrupt, which that's not news to anybody. But it's knowing and understanding and having real evidence of what's going on, because like Trump said, until you identify the enemy and understand what he's about and how he operates, it's very difficult to get a winning hand. And I'm going to talk about some stuff today that is shocking for a lot of people if you have not heard me, or and the things that I'm talking about are things that I have evidence of. I use Westlaw. And if you're in this battle of legal research, if you want to find out what's really going on, without Westlaw or Lexis, really you have zero chance in these old courts almost. You're up against professional liars, schemers. There are some good judges out there. Not a lot, but there are some. Like the one down in Texas, where Texas took on the amnesty thing in 25 states in Texas. I don't know why Texas is in the lead on a lot of these issues. There's something about Texans, I guess, that they like liberty or freedom and the right to own property, but they won against Obama on the amnesty. But, of course, Alaska wasn't there because we'd never seen a handout we didn't like. You know, we like the freebies, you know. So let me make a statement, and then I'm going to start putting some evidence into it, and maybe you start to understand those that have you don't understand how these federal agencies come after us. And it seems like, and this came from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they're called headless fourth branch of government. We're fighting things that we can't understand and we don't see. We have these code enforcement officers in these different boroughs or counties and states. And it's just like there's nothing to grab a hold of. It's like you're in the pot, and they're turning the temperature up, and there's no way to get out of the pot. And the ones that fight usually get ran over and lose their property, go to jail. We don't understand it because we've not been taught what the problem is. And that's one of the major problems in this country. To state it quite simply, our republic has been overthrown. And that's a fact. Can we get it back? Yep. How did they do it? Can we prove it? Absolutely. And the bottom line is each and every one of us, including me, have contributed to the continual enslavement of ourselves because we just have been lied to, and it's our status. It's who we are. If we want to get our republic back, we have to understand, just like Esau in the Bible that sold his birthright for some porridge, I think, and lentil beans. You lose the right for property, and you lose standing. You lose your, it's called the law of the land. That's out of the 1828 Webster's Dictionary. You lose your standing of law of the land, and you lose the right to own property. So how do they do this? It's called being a citizen of the United States. And the concept is, in reality, our Declaration of Independence is under unalienable rights from the Creator. Unalienable rights from the Creator. There is a limited delegation of power of we, the people, as citizens of each of the several states. They're like foreign countries. They're foreign states. Each one has its own constitution. Each one has its own laws. And we set up, our forefathers did, a limited delegation of power. And they set it up in three separate branches. The legislative, to enact laws within the jurisdiction of whatever state or of the United States. The executive, to put them into effect. And the judiciary, to interpret them. It's really an amazing system. It's never been done before because we have this federalism system, because we have these several states with their own laws, their own constitutions, and then there's an overlapping government of the United States in lands ceded to it, forts, arsenals, needful buildings, all that, and the possessions. And the District of Columbia is where Congress has plenary power because the several states has no standing within the confines of the District of Columbia. So how can he pull this scam off? How would you like to know the date that our republic technically ceased to exist? I'm going to get to that in a minute. I couldn't believe this. This is better than Ripley's Believe It or Not. First thing that is not taught, any time the legislature of one of the several states or the United States creates rights against itself, it's called a benefit. And in that world, when something is statutorily created or statutorily allowed to exist, Congress or the legislature totally controls what and how you can operate. Now, people that are in business understand this to a certain degree because a lot of people have corporations or limited partnerships or those type of things, or even trust type things. When they say, let's take a corporation, because people are probably most familiar with that, the legislature or Congress creates the ability to create a fiction in law. Those fictions in law, depending on what type of fiction you are, has its own constitution. It has, the amendment, the amendments to it are internal, not external, but that constitution can only operate, this fiction, Congress or the legislature, and let's just stay with Congress, sets limits to what this fiction in law can and cannot do. And Congress can change at will the things like the taxation of what they're going to charge this fiction. There's all sort, all these things are all at the will of the plenary power, the absolute power of Congress. So when you create fictions, and I go out and get a corporation. Normally those are all done in the several states, but if I have one, I had one. I had certain things that I could do and certain things that I couldn't do, and I got certain, quote, benefits on taxing from having an S-corp. It was a scam because it did the, but these fictions then are controlled by the person that allows you to use them. So with that said, and of course in these fictions, they have a secretary of that carries the seal, the mortmain, the dead hand, because fictions obviously can't sign. They can't sign. So they have a seal made up for the fiction. And then the secretary for the fiction applies the seal and signs it. This is the way corporations operate and do binding contracts. So how does that have application to us in the Republic? Our Republic is set up of we the people and of the each one of these 50 foreign countries, these foreign states. It's not just we the people. We're not a pure democracy. These idiots that want to do this electoral college and change that have no clue. We do not want to become a third world banana republic democracy, rule of the mob. Because Alaska only gets 3 electoral college votes. Because we have a low population. New York, way. But see, they only get a certain number based on their population. And once they reach that 50%, it's irrelevant that you could go to 98% of the people in New York or probably California would be a better example of all these illegals, all of the crazies living in California. Once they reach the 50%, it's irrelevant how many other crazy people out there vote. What if it's, I think it was like the District of Columbia, 99% of the people voted for Hillary. What if 99% of the people voted for California, 99% of the people in New York, in Chicago, all of the rest of the, quote, people in all of these several states like Alaska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, we'd be irrelevant. That's why you are given a certain number, but then the population and our forefathers was, that's one of the many safeties of having the Electoral College, is that these populous areas could not get around and enslave people that are not as populous. So they get a certain percentage, and when they get beyond that, if they get a whole state full of idiots, it doesn't do them any good. They only get so much. Of course, then we always have the safety of the Electoral College. If something goes haywire here, that's thing, and then, of course, we got Congress behind that. This is, why is this important? Because this is what they have done to overthrow a republic for the representatives and the senators of the United States. Because they created this fictions. The citizen of the United States, 1866 for the Negroes, 14 Stat 27. To have the same rights as white citizens, you can still find it. It's still codified. It's 42, United States Code, 1981. 42, United States Code, 1982. Says, does that sound a little racist, you think? They memorialized it in the 14th Amendment. And we're not 14th Amendment citizens, which I'll get to in a minute. We have to sign up for it. And we keep signing up for it. And I've done it many times because I didn't know what it was doing. You see, they could have, the Negroes, they could have naturalized them. You see, they did this. This was an overthrow. This was to create a fiction. A fictional, it's a statutory citizen of the United States, different than a real qualified elector citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia, and it's in black and white, and the ones that are out in the territories in possession. This is what's confusing, because the citizen of the United States, they use it interchangeably. Well, if you go look in the code like IRS, they define these things. They do. So they give a special meaning in this fictional world. So in 1870, Congress had an epiphany. They said, you know what? All the Negroes, you know, we could have just naturalized you. So you there's no have the same rights as a white citizen. You're equal in all respects. Why couldn't you have done that 4 years ago? Well, we were doing the first phase of overthrowing our republic. So 1870, they passed a thing. Oh, yeah, we can naturalize you now. So you'd be just like everybody else. There's no difference with it, whether you're white or black, purple, or whatever, which they've done to all sorts of different races through the years. By naturalization. So, by doing that, there are in our republic, there is the citizens of the several states, and then there is, that has to do, and we'll talk about Congress, the representatives, and the elective franchise.
Go look at all the.
You always have to be a citizen of the United States. Do you know that a citizen of the United States has no right to exercise the elective franchise in our republic? The Supreme Court's ruled on it many times. They don't tell you that, do they? So why is everybody being a citizen of the United States to vote? Because it's a con job to get us to surrender our inalienable rights from the Creator. It starts from the inalienable rights from our Creator and to get us to surrender our birthright. So what I have done in that world is to put together documents, and you file them into the public record that you're a citizen of New York, citizen of Texas, a citizen of North Carolina, citizen of Minnesota. And you get a public record, you get a certified copies of it, and under the federal evidence rules, it's self-authenticating of a public record. And then the next step is to modify the, quote, voter applications for the state to be a citizen of Texas, citizen of where, or New York, or
elector,
and get them to take it. And we've had only two places where they haven't, and that was a no-no where they didn't, which I'm going to get into later on, is then the which nobody's doing this stuff because it's called diversity of citizenship. Technically, a citizen of the United States is stateless. That's all these anchor babies that come across. Oh, you're a citizen of the United States. What the hell does that mean? You're nothing. Congress's power to naturalize is a five-year process, and you do not become a citizen of the United States after 5 years. I got the documents. You become a citizen of the United States of America. How could just a few words make so much difference? Well, if you have any sort of understanding of contracts, you have with your standing of your name, or you're not. Well, I hear the music, so we'll be back in a minute. Continue on here, and then I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. How's it done?
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, this is Ralph Winterroad. I'm sitting in for John today, and we have a caller, Gary from Arkansas. You got a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a few questions I wanted to ask. I think the original constitution of each state in the colonies and the 1776 constitutions have never been revoked by law, have they?
I'm not sure what you're saying. I have a copy of all of the different constitutions up through 1878, and they've been amended, or new ones have been voted in, so I'm not sure what you're asking. You have a specific...
The Congress has not passed a law that says that the original constitution of the states in the country are null and void. And all
they don't have the authority to do that. That's the constitution of the several states.
Basically changed our form of government without amendment, without consulting the people.
Well, that's what I'm talking about today, because it started back during the Civil War. Actually, started before the Civil War, after the Civil War, they did the Reconstruction Acts, and they reconstructed our republic. And the first thing they had to do is to get the standing of the people of the several states to all of a sudden not be have standing in their states. So that was the beginning of what I'm working on here, is showing how they established the fictional citizen of the United States, which is under the benefit of Congress then.
Yeah, my understanding is that, first off, all public offices have been transferred by either to CFR or it's a...
Not so.
One of those two law groups has been transferred to the United Nations, and then
it's a patriot type stuff that sounds good. There's always a little bit of truth in something, but if you listen to the rest of the show here, you're going to see how they accomplished it. And I'm going to give you some backup to tell you how they did it. How's that?
Yeah. Well, then they take the 14th Amendment citizenship oath to gain that office in this U.S. Inc.,
Those statements, there is no 14th Amendment oath. It's the citizen of the United States, and I'm going to get into that, too. We are not 14th Amendment. We're all citizens of the several states. That's why they keep having this. Everything, we have to keep signing up, and I'm going to explain that in a minute. Okay?
Well, I'm going to go one step further than that. I'm going to... I was born in Illinois. So I live in Arkansas. So I'm an Illinoisan, American-born Illinoisan, domiciled in Arkansas. That's my legal
You're domiciled in Arkansas? Yeah, that's part of my thing. And when you're domiciled in Arkansas, you're a citizen of Arkansas under the Constitution. Your elective franchise is only in the being a citizen of Arkansas in Arkansas, one of the several states. It is not being, and Arkansas will have citizens of the United States, I guarantee you, in their voter registration. All the states are doing it.
Well,
no, they've
I'm
also
75 and never voted. I'll talk to you later.
Sure. Okay. So, the thing that we get into here is most people, I don't know why they're not interested in this. It affects everybody in this country and our republic. But they don't want to hear it. They don't want the truth. Truth is a unique, rare commodity anymore. Our status, it's just so important. I would say, if it was black and white, say, are you a citizen of France over here? No, of course not. I'm a citizen of the United States. You ask almost anybody, unequivocally, they'll say, I'm a citizen of the United States. And they don't have a freaking clue what the heck it means. And I used to be in that group. I guarantee you. It's not easy to search out the con. Not easy. Well, I guess we're going to break again here. Wrapped pretty quick. Back in a minute. Just to stay alive. Because the heat is on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders. and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's getthetea.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, this is Ralph Corbett Winterode the second with the sitting in for John today. He's off. And explaining how they overthrew the Republic. Stuff that we're not taught. I've been doing this for the research for since the Department of Defense got my business away from me for making a video on the Gulf War Syndrome, funding it. I've been doing this since 2001, so it's, what, 15 years to get to the bottom of this. To be able to prove it. It isn't what you think. It's can you prove it? See, people, we're not taught. We're all of us sitting here on in planet Earth. We are so fortunate to be in America. This is the best place to ever be born in of any country so far. But when we are standing here, it's who we are. Well, people say, well, I'm a child of God. I'm a sovereign citizen. The thing is, we have basically three ways to look at this. You have the law of the land. You're born in, are in one of the several states. you have the inalienable rights. Then under the Constitution, you have the three parts of government. You have this is your one status that we have when we're attached to what's why they call it the law of the land. You have to be attached to the land. Because if you're a fiction, fictions don't attach to land. They're in the air. We made them up. So we have that status, first of all. Inalienable rights from the Creator. I am a man or a woman attached to the land. There's two things I can do. I can have a contract with somebody called an express contract where I promise to do something and they give me something back. It's called an express contract. There's also called attorney in fact, which was implied in fact contracts. They operate like an express contract. Everybody that buys a brand new car does an attorney in fact contract and you sign away the car before you ever walk out of buying a brand new car. This is how they do it. You can go down to the dealers and get them. They're called attorney in fact contracts. And they're attorney in fact, and it's called implied in fact contracts. They are the same as an express contract because you're getting the benefits, you're paying money to get a tag, and they're giving you the tag, and so it qualifies as a contract. So we have. In our world, we have our inalienable rights. We operate as a man or a woman under the Constitution of one of the several states. Then we can contract. And that's perfectly legal under the common law. It's the way it should be. We have one more. It's called implied in law contracts. They don't teach this. What is an implied in law contract? It's a benefit. What are they? Well, let's see. The credit card is one. I am making application to use someone else's credit. So I'm binding myself to perform to use their credit. The person whose credit that I am borrowing or using has no obligation to me. A Form 1040, Internal Revenue Service, all of these forms. They're implied in law contracts. I am binding myself. I am admitting something to being a citizen of the United States. I'm admitting I owe money for some benefit to be a citizen of the United States. The IRS doesn't owe me a damn thing. I can't hold them accountable. If I file a 1040, I can't hold the IRS accountable. They can sure as heck hold me accountable, put me in jail, and take my stuff. So we have, then, I am either one of the people on the land with the law of the land and the Constitution and my elective franchise as a citizen of one of the several states. That's my true status. And they always have to get you to sign that away. You can either sign and modify that status with a true contract or... Then that's called an express or implied in fact contract. Or you can sign it away implied in law. I want a benefit. That's the con. Because you see, any time you sign up for a benefit, guess what? He who is controlling this that grants the benefit can withhold the remedy, give you a bad remedy, or have no remedy. Babcock is one of the first cases, 1919. Said, hey, if you sign up for the benefit, let the buyer beware. Well, why are you doing this? Well, we don't know. We don't understand. They don't tell us this. We're not taught this. This stuff is not taught. When you accept the benefit, you're done. Because you better have your eyes wide open. Let the buyer beware. So, how does that have application to what we're talking about? Well, see, a citizen of the United States has no right to own property because you don't exist. You're a fiction in law. There's not anybody in America owns their cars. They just don't know it. And it's illegal to steal cars, by the way, I just haven't got to it yet. Because, you see, people don't understand that when you go to an automobile place, there's a certificate of origin, manufacturer statement of origin. It's a little piece of paper. It's not real big. It's, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches across, two-sided. Whoever has that document is the true owner of that car. It has the word property on it and everything, front and back. That piece of paper, nobody, most people have never even seen one. Because when I've done this many times ago, and I signed that attorney, in fact, contract, it says right on that, I'm giving away all right title and interest. Wait, the hell, what? I never read it. Who in his right mind would think they're stealing that car, is giving the car away? So I get around, and I sign away the true ownership of my private property. When I do that, I have no right to travel, because I don't own the damn thing. They hand carry them, like in Alaska. They hand carry them from the dealer, Wasilla Chevrolet here, over to Palmer. They hand carry those because it's money. And they issue a certificate of title. Oh, and it says on there, there might be other security interests not shown on ours. Right. Because under the Uniform Commercial Code, I've signed a contract, and then you keep selling the car, and that contract stays in force until you have enough smarts to know to go in and void, under the UCC, this attorney-in-fact contract. They don't tell you that, do they? What a scam. And then people fighting right to travel. You don't have a right to travel. The dang car belongs to the government. We gave it away. You did, under your signature, and they can prove it. They just didn't tell you. That's the con on automobiles. Same thing, bank loans. Ryan signed a implied in law. I want a loan. I want to get to borrow the credit of some bank. Oh, hey, I got a new house. Yay. Next thing I know, they've discounted and they've sold that credit to another bank so they could turn that credit into money. Next thing you know, I'm paying somebody else. And I said, what the hell happened here? Oh, well, it don't make any difference. I still got my house, right? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Anyway, getting back to this status, it's so important. Of who you are. Like I say, citizen of the United States sounds so innocuous, and it's just people won't believe it. Like I say, if it said citizen of France or citizen of Russia, citizen of China, oh, they might catch on, but they won't. You ask anybody, I guarantee you they will say that they are, and they have no idea.
Never mind all the things you heard about me. You're never gonna understand it, no. Every time that I've given you the truth, it's never made a bit of difference, no. Disappointment takes you, and then the doubt it breaks you. It's enough to me. It all can change in just a moment.
Okay, I inadvertently had a thing here on my mic that mutes the mic. I didn't realize that. That's what happened. Well, I forgot where I was here. Anyway, let's talk about automobiles and the right to travel. So anyway, back to our status. Why is it so important? Like I say, if it was contract law, people would start to get some sort of an idea, but they can't grasp the concept that your status is so important. Esau figured it out, I think, hopefully, in the Bible. If you don't have your status correct, you don't have the inalienable rights under the Creator. You've lost that. And if you can do contracts, but you're doing them under the fictional side of getting a benefit. And when you do that, you have no standing. It's all in the land of Oz. You're under the plenary absolute power of Congress. Congress created the statutory citizen of the United States. And they control everything. We get up to 1913 because the several states are the other part of our republic. It isn't just the people. Each one of these countries has a say, an equal say. Two senators. So they got the, for whatever reason, they talked everybody into voting, talked to trying to do the electoral stuff. Oh, we just need to have a majority. We don't need to have the legislatures of the several states vote in our senators. Oh, no, I want to do it myself. What did we lose? The several states no longer have any standing in our republic because we, the people, voted it away. Is there any evidence of something changed? Oh, yeah. You see, up to 1913, all federal cases, the real party of interest was called United States. From 1913 to 1916, the real party of interest in the courts of district courts of the United States went from United States to what's called United States of America. What does that have to do with anything? Well, I've got it in because the people no longer have standing because we keep signing it away to the contract for our republic, and the several states, we the people signed that away, and so what was left? United States of America, I've got it in two briefs with the IRS, is a sovereign body politic. Want to guess who that might be? That's Congress. Who else can it be? Yep. So now, in the they had to change the courts later on in 1948, the District Court of the United States to United States District Court. In 1911, they changed the Circuit Court of the United States to the Court of Appeals. So if we the people don't have standing to the Republic, the several states don't have standing, we're in trouble. Because guess what? This is the thing that is going on right now. And people have no idea. They don't have any understanding of how to challenge it. So, Mark in Florida, got a question or comment on what I'm talking about here?
Yes, I do, Ralph.
Yes,
thanks for taking my call. You mentioned for the car title, a withdrawal of the power of attorney or something.
Okay, when you buy a brand new car, I got all the documents. There's two of them you sign. They're called attorney in fact contracts, and an attorney in fact contract is called an implied in fact contract, which is like an express contract because there is consideration on both sides, and you're supposedly knowing what the heck you're doing. Of course, nobody ever reads it. I never did. But go ahead.
Okay, so if you bought a car from your neighbor, Jim, and he just signed a title over to you, how would you inform the state that you want your property?
Okay, what you would have to do, and in Alaska, you can go down to our local DMV here in Anchorage. Every state is going to have some place where they got all this stuff. And you should be able to get a copy, a microfiche copy of your manufacturer statement of origin. That'd be the first thing you'd want. The next thing to do is to get into the UCC and give the state notice because, by the way, it's a crime to steal property and tell them I want to cancel with an affidavit with it. I want to cancel this attorney-in-fact contract because I want the right to own property. Now, I'm going to be doing this myself. I've got so much stuff with the IRS.
I have the opportunity to do the same. I have an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, well, that would do it. And of course, you're going to have to get into the state courts to do that. That's a state issue, basically. Alaska, we don't have any courts. Actually, there aren't any courts anywhere, except there's two of them in the federal
state. Basically, you go to the DMV and you give them a letter with a title saying, I want
You would say, with an affidavit, once you get a copy of the MSO and all that, like I said, there's some place wherever you are that's going to have those. They're going to tell you that they destroy them. I don't believe that, but because I think they're using them for monetary value, just like they do the all of these loans for car for houses and stuff. You know, they bundle them up and they put them out and bond them. And you would get a copy of that, and then you would put a letter, and then I don't remember the UCC number off the thing, but it's in the Uniform Commercial Code. Which, by the way, these states have declared to be law. In Alaska, they declared the UCC to be the supreme law in Alaska. They just declared it. They didn't enact a law because they can't. So they just declared it. It's for the citizens of the United States. And they get away with it. Because we, like I say, which I'm going to get through the rest of the show here, we don't understand what we're fighting. We don't understand how to fight it. We get our butts kicked all the time.
Well, I hear the break. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, yeah.
Learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Filling in for John today, and I'm talking about how they've conned us out of our republic. So, if we have a fictional citizen of the United States, the several states have surrendered their sovereignty, the legislatures no longer since 1913, do the senators So each state is separate. He has two senators of the United States. We call them United States senators now. So we, the people, are the problem. So they have been setting this up. So now we've got the two people to our republic. The several states no longer have standing. We, the people, don't have standing. And we've signed it away. Did they tell us this? No, it's a con. So Obama, he gets up there and said, oh, I can't make laws of the United States or laws. You betcha. And then he turns around and does executive orders. And he's, yeah, I'm making laws here. You know what? He's right in both cases. You believe that? Yeah. He knows what the game is. He knows the con. How would he know the con? Well, him and Hillary both were premier students of Saul Alinsky, the guy, how to do a con. And he always, of course, one of the things is to take the have-nots and pit them against the people that have. Oh, the reason why you don't have this is because you should have been rich, or they're doing this, or they're racist, or Saul Alinsky. So now what kind of evidence can we come up with this? Well, first of all, there's only two courts in the United States that handle, quote, United States, end quote. That's the Federal Court of Claims, which is an Article I court now. It was Article III for about 15, 20 years. And the Federal Circuit Court of Claims, which is out of D.C., which is a national court, which is an Article III court. All of these appellate courts, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 9th, 10th circuits, D.C., they're all nonsense. They have no judicial power of the United States. I have it right out of the books. I've got the stuff. They took the territory of Hawaii and gave them that power, and they put all these different kinds of courts, all put them in Chapter 5 and said, oh, because you're all the same in the Chapter 5, you're all the same. That's the same logic. Let's see here. I got a building. I put an eagle in there, and I put a dove in there, and I put a chicken hawk and a chicken. Well, you're all the same. You're all birds, right? Because you're all the same building. Does not work that way. That's the con on the courts. But when did they actually officially do it? I was researching out, and if you have Westlaw, you have access to the GAO, the Government Accounting Office, to different Senate hearing repeat and stuff that when these guys are talking up there when they're overthrowing our republic. And I came across this one, and I couldn't believe it. And I was researching the Federal Register Act of 1935. That's when they made federal agency means President of the United States. It says it in black and white. Federal agency. That means the president. Oh, I guess we're going to break, and we'll do this when we come back. Back in a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage Highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.